the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This ain't Big Butt Country.
No, this is No Ass Western. Paige, you have one of those. You pointed out yesterday.
That is true. She'll tell you she ain't got no ass.
I don't want one.
I'm trying to work one out.
I'm going to... Before we get into...
I really want an ass.
Big segment. I want to read a brief portion, at least, of the email from yesterday.
Oh, Lord.
I'll do it fast, I promise. Hey, guys. I know y'all haven't done War of the Roses in years, but honestly, I don't know what else to do here. My husband and I have been married for 3 years, and up until a couple weeks ago, I would have told you we had a great marriage. Then someone from his past unexpectedly came back into the picture, and now I don't know what to do. He told me enough that part of me believes him, but I also found out some things he didn't tell me. Blah, 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 blah. They've been living apart for almost 2 weeks. Sorry, I thought I was going to burp. That's why it's a dramatic pause. I didn't want to like, because when I burp, it sounds like a dinosaur. Like, I feel like Spielberg's going to sue me every time I burp.
It's the chair. It's not you.
No, the burp is me, but the poot is the chair. So we have not done, it's speculated that we have not done War of the Roses. So are you taking a picture?
I'm taking a photograph, a picture of?
Oh, okay. Well, you're sitting here with your phone like this.
Because you never know if she's going to work it through her little AI gimmick or what.
I might be doing something like that.
Well,
not a picture of you.
Don't make me a woman. That's all I ask.
I'll make you a donkey.
Life took care of that for you.
Make you a donkey.
Matthew, you being a jackass.
Is he going to have a donkey butt and some big old legs?
Hey, I ain't too proud to beg. Please. Please. So it's been at least 8 years. I want to say almost 9 years that we have done one of these. It's been a long, long time.
Yeah, I think people are still, since they answered landlines, you don't have those anymore. So.
Right. Yeah. We do this thing, we'd catch cheaters. Somebody'd call because they thought their better half was up to something. Then we'd call. It started off with a dozen roses, and then that got kind of found out. So then we changed it from like weekend trips, romantic dinners, the whole thing.
Yeah, they would get excited for it, but it ended a lot of relationships, unfortunately.
A few. Actually, we practically needed a licensed therapist on retainer. Well, there's that word again, mouth aids. That's what a retainer is. It's a mouth aid.
It really is.
They're mouth aids.
If we're splitting sex.
So technically toothbrushes are mouth aids.
They really are.
Okay, microphone. This is a mouth aid for me right now.
Flossers, too.
Flossers are mouth aids.
Not the dance, but the...
Anyway, today's a little different, maybe, hopefully. We have, you know what? Fatboy says to say the name, that it's maybe one of those names that, it's not like Oprah or, some name that would be figured out pretty easily, I guess.
It could be, it could be short.
Well, you are.
You got a short ass.
I have an elongated crack. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning, Matt, man.
Hello.
I'm a long-time listener, but I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, look, you hear what she said? It's a fat boy smiling. Long-time listener, first-time caller. See, you like everybody else. You only call us when you want something. And you sound very nervous, too, I must say.
I'm actually really, really mega nervous.
Mega nervous. Sounds like a Pokemon. I don't blame you. I don't, because I'm nervous. I got to remember the whole routine of how I used to do this, but tell everybody what's been going on. We read the emails you heard yesterday and the whole thing. What's going on?
Sure. Okay. So my husband, Fatboy, said I shouldn't say his name.
That's right.
He and I have been married for 3 years.
You and Fatboy?
And it's been really good.
Oh, okay. Aww. Okay. Yeah, right. Everything's been great. 3 years. That's good. That's very good.
Good.
Yeah. And, we don't have kids yet. But we are definitely hoping to try sometime next year.
Right. But as you know, we read the email, we know everything has been good, but why are you here doing this now? Something changed.
Oh, so before we met, he was engaged.
Oh, no, boys, no. Here it comes. Yep.
Well, that's not really the problem. We've always been honest with each other about our past relationships. I knew all about her before we even got married.
Okay. All right. So, do you do that thing where, and I know I've probably done it myself, where you kind of want to see what that person looked like to see if, like, well, did she upgrade or downgrade? You know what I'm saying? Like that kind of thing. Did you see pictures of her? Did he mention her by name? Tell you what happened?
I mean, I definitely know her name. I didn't really want to see pictures, but, believe it or not, I just was like, okay, she's in the past. Yeah. But her name is Chloe. I know.
All right. And did he talk about, like, why they broke up? Do you know that?
Yeah, so she got a job in Canada, and she moved there. Simon was really heartbroken. I said his name.
That's
all right. I know that he was, because he admitted it to me.
Yeah. Well, you know, nothing wrong with honesty. I mean, is there anyone in this room right now, and there's only three of us, but is there anyone in this room that's not ever been heartbroken in your life over a relationship? Fatboy, I know over football games and gambling, but over relationships. Yes, of course. Okay. So
we got to break up, eh? Sorry.
Nothing wrong with honesty. A lot wrong with moving to freaking Canada. Right? That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And honestly, like, he doesn't talk about her anymore, ever. So, like, if you asked me 6 weeks ago, I thought, okay, she will never be an issue.
Yeah.
I'd laughed about it.
Yeah, until, you know.
Yes, until.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Cue the music, right?
Until this
letter shows up.
Oh, let me guess. Was it the letter F? No, I'm just kidding. So, a letter came in the mail, and you
I'm lying.
I'm a dip S, is what I am.
Sometimes.
Really. Just being silly. So, a letter came in the mail, and you saw this letter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I usually get it when I take our dogs out. So, yeah, handed it to him. He opened it. Read it and immediately handed it to me.
Oh, immediately.
Oh yeah, immediately.
Yeah,
that's good. I mean, it's like a point in his favor, you know. He didn't even read it.
Yeah, for sure.
What? Okay, so what did the letter say? Obviously, we're easing into the point that it was this ex, this Canadian turncoat.
Basically, the letter said that she's moving back to South Carolina next month. Her job ended in Canada, and that's it. She's coming back.
Oh, she got replaced by Canadian robots. Okay. Mm. I see. So.
And then he tells me something that he had not mentioned before.
Oh. All right, I want to guess again. They have a son together.
Oh, wow.
No.
A daughter.
Oh, my God,
they
no.
haven't decided the sex yet. What? See, this is what I do, Allie. When things get serious, I say things that try to make the tension go away, and I end up making it worse, don't I? Be honest.
That's why I love listening.
Well, you're sweet. So, what did the letter say, or what did he tell you? I'm sorry.
So he says that she'd already called him 4 or 5 times over the last couple of weeks.
God, 4 already?
4 or 5, yeah.
45?
Yeah.
4 or 5.
Oh, did he answer, though?
Did he answer when she called?
He says he didn't.
Yeah? Did she leave voicemails?
One voicemail.
Yeah. And he play it for you? Did you ask to hear it? Or
no.
No.
No. He says that he deleted it because it basically said the same thing the letter said, that she's moving back, that she missed him, that she wanted another chance, and that she obviously did not realize he was married.
I mean, deleted it. Come on. Really?
Yeah, that's what bothered me.
Why delete it, though? Like, I would almost want to keep it as evidence.
Delete!
Yeah, Matt Hardy it.
Like, exactly.
So what
I would want him to keep it.
Yeah, so what did he say when you said that to him?
He said, well, I don't want it living on my phone.
Mm-hmm. It's already in his head.
I mean, look, part of me believed him, but part of me was like, no.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? Y'all two probably got, a disagreement, an argument, whatever.
Oh, we fought bad.
Oh. Like with words, though, you're saying, like, right? How bad? Arguing and stuff.
We basically didn't talk for over a week.
Yeah. Living together, but just, cohabitating.
Existing.
God, that sucks.
That is a miserable way to live.
Yeah.
Be honest with you.
Oh, it was awful. We went to work, we ate dinner, we slept in the same bed. Everything just like felt really off.
Did you guys like stop being, like being married? You know what I mean?
No, no. We still.
No, you can say it. I think we know where we're.
Cuddled. Well, we still screwed a couple times. But it wasn't.
Oh, I knew it.
Dude, I love screwing.
It wasn't the same.
I love screwing. That's just when somebody says that. It's so fun. I understand what you meant, but.
We knew that's where it was going.
Because your head was somewhere else, not in a position, but like your mind was somewhere else that this is just, we're going through the routine here and we're doing it. And screwing.
Well, yeah. I mean, I couldn't stop thinking about the voicemail.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So everybody, got theirs and everything was over. And then what? What brought us to this right now?
So one night, he's in the shower, and I did something I've never done.
Oh. All right, I'm going to say you looked through the phone, but that wasn't going to be the first guess.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. First guess was she went in and took a dump.
I did, and I'm not proud of it.
Wait a minute. You went in and took a dump while he was taking a shower? Or you went through his phone? There were two guesses there, Allie. You went through the phone, right?
I looked through the phone.
Okay.
I looked through the phone.
The latter would have been just that. I would have hung up on you
Well,
right
she
now,
could have done both at the same
she
time.
She could have.
Yeah. Fat boy, you nailed it on the one.
Yeah.
Did you find the... So are you saying like you found the calls, like the voicemail, or go ahead and tell us what you found.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. 4 missed calls, just like he said. Mm. And I thought, okay, so maybe he was telling the truth.
Yeah.
And then I opened the text messages.
Mm-hmm. Here it comes.
Well, he never told me that they had texted.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yep.
Hiding the truth.
Yeah.
So, right? That's what I'm saying. So she apologizes for not knowing he was married.
Yeah.
She thanked him for accepting her Facebook friend request.
So she sent him a friend request? That's how he... Why did he take it? Why did he accept the friend request?
Well, he said later, he was like, well, I figured if I ignored her, she would just keep trying to contact me. So he accepted it, hoping that she'd see, okay, he's married, and then she would leave him alone.
I mean, that kind of makes some sense, but like,
really?
She should also, if she went there with the intentions of trying to get back with him and saw that, she should kindly remove herself from the friend list. I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, it does kind of make a little sense.
Well, then she started taking shots at me. She said something like, so that's your wife? She's definitely not as pretty as me.
Oh,
my God.
Wow. I've been pissed off.
What did he say?
How did he answer? LOL.
Oh.
Dude, that is freaking all kinds of layers of blanked up right there.
That ain't the right answer.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bud. He just got
that is literally it's all he wrote.
He could have at least
LOL
thumbs down emoji did. Like he didn't offend you at all. That sucks. Mm-mm.
What if he just sent back a picture of a gremlin or something? look at my wife.
Okay. So how mad were you? I mean, hell, I'm mad for you right now.
I am pissed.
Oh, he came out of the shower and all hell broke loose.
Yeah. Oh, I bet it did.
Yeah.
Listen, I packed a bag. I drove to my sister Hannah's, and I've been here for 11 days.
Damn, I wouldn't even flush, Steven. I just left.
I wrote 10, so it's 11. And have you talked to him?
Yeah, every day. And, you know, he keeps telling me he loves me. And he says he blocked Chloe's number and he blocked her on Facebook. And he swears he wants nothing to do with her.
But do you believe him? That's the question.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
See, that's why you're here. That's why you're here, right?
Yeah.
Allison, that's why you came to us. We're resurrecting the bitch.
You know, I remembered hearing, like, you all do these Wars of the Roses years ago. And I know it's, like, kind of crazy, but I figured, like, okay, if he gets offered this romantic dinner or whatever it is you guys do, and he says my name, then maybe I can finally let all this go.
But, and I hate to say it, what if he doesn't say your name?
Good idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I guess I have my answer.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
You want us to beat his ass?
I tell you, man, that thing about the text really did piss me off. Hold on, Allie, okay?
Hang on a second.
After the break.
That's not nice.
I know, I mean, like, defend, LOL it.
Defend your own wife.
Damn. I would have.
He said LOL.
Dude, LOL it.
I felt low.
Lots of love.
He probably sent her a message back. Oh, it smells like farting here. Guess who?
I think she took a dump while I was taking a shower.
Somebody burped. LOL.
Okay. You've heard of Greenville Restaurant Week. Well, we represent Greenville Restaurant Weekend, and we are the Prize Patrol. When we come back, I'm going to call Simon. We're going to tell him that he's won an exclusive romantic dinner for two with the brand new Greenville's latest and greatest place to eat. Paige, you're going to love it. It's Parlez-vous Gallet Restaurante.
Oui.
Yes. Parlez-vous Gallet Restaurante.
Parlez-vous Gallet.
Yes. You like that, don't you, fat boy?
Yeah.
He's getting hungry.
Yeah, I love it. I'm always, always hungry.
You haven't heard about this? You really haven't?
I haven't heard about it. Are they? I didn't know they were building a restaurant.
It's located on top of the Bon Secours Wellness Arena.
Oh, they're going to put one up there? I didn't know they were going to put one up there.
Yeah, nobody else did. So the big question is, who's going to get the seat at the table?
Ooh.
We're going to find out next. War of the Roses is back. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
What are you doing?
Oh, hell. I don't know, man. This is not a laughing matter. It's a serious relationship. Even though they've been apart, and she said, you know, her words, screwed a couple times.
Well, you keep playing off the air me saying I like screwing. I meant, like, I like when people say it that way.
Oh, yes.
Like in
I know what you mean.
In high school, the coolest thing in the world was to go and do karaoke and sing Jimmy Buffett's Let's Get Drunk and Screw.
Uh-huh.
It was like borderline dirty, but you know, that's just Jimmy Buffett.
Why didn't you do Come Monday? Why'd you have to do that one?
I like mine with...
It's all filthy.
Lettuce and tomato.
Heinz 57 and French fried potatoes.
A big kosher pickle, but I don't want the beer.
I don't want the beer. I like the taste of it, but I don't like what it represents.
And I ain't saying the next part either.
Good Lord. You are wonderful.
Wow.
What does he mean when he stepped on a Pop-Tart, Matthew?
Is that like stepping on a frog? That's what your grandma would say when she'd fart.
Oh, boy.
Why'd he blow his flip-flop? What's that mean?
That's awful, Matthew.
Never heard that.
He blew out his flip-flop and stepped on Pop-Tart. And he
had a mustache like Andy Devine. Who the hell was that? My mama wouldn't say who in the hell.
She I have never heard.
Who in heavens?
Who in heavens?
Who in heavens? Oh, man.
I don't want to do it now.
Can't we devil damn people? Like, could I not say devil damn it?
Devil damn it.
Yeah, I think I am. I'm going to push that because I'm tired of
devil damn.
When it's said on TV and in movies, they bleep the God part out and leave damn it in.
Devil, damn you, man. Yeah.
They take the Bible out of our schools, and now they take the G out of our GD. And I just don't. That's why I devil damn that to hell. If you just joined us, Allie's on hold right now. You think I'm going to get in trouble for that, devil damning?
No.
Okay.
I mean, look, somebody else probably, but not you.
Okay.
It's almost Halloween.
Yeah. Right, right. Allie hasn't talked to her. Well, she's talked to him, but she's been separated from her husband for a couple weeks, living with her sister. And she found some. Well, she sent letters, or one letter, the ex-fiance of her husband. They broke up. She's moving back to South Carolina, and she wants to do War of the Roses, which we've not done in a while. And I can't wait to. I am nervous. I really am. I really am, because it's been a while since we've done it. Allie, are you sure you want to do this? I mean, the future of this relationship could really blow up in your face with hundreds of thousands, if not by the end of the week, a million people would have heard this.
Oh yeah, I promise. Okay. I am absolutely sure.
All right. Fat boy, mute her up. Allie, don't say a word until he tells us who he wants to bring to dinner, okay?
All right. Well, she's muted.
Okay. All right. All right,
let's see what they're doing. Dang it. Hang on a second. I got to look this up.
All right. Paige, wish me luck.
I wish you luck.
Wish me.
Devil damn you.
Devil damn this rain in the afternoons, I tell you. Although, you know, people who work outside love it. And so do flowers.
Yeah.
Animals, we need it. Like it. Cleans up my all herbs. The residue from the firecrackers.
I want my basil not to wilt, so let it pour.
Oh, Paige, I know you had one. All right.
Hello.
Hey, is this Simon?
Yes, it is. Who's calling?
Simon, good morning. My name's Nick Dipples. I'm calling from Greenville Restaurant Weekend. Did I catch you at an okay time?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, excellent. Excellent.
Okay. So, what's Audacity? On my phone, it says Audacy.
Oh, Simon, I am so sorry. My silly, chubby little assistant here was supposed to block out the number for the big surprise. You simply cannot find good help these days. Devil damn it to hell, Simon. I apologize about that. I really do.
Oh, no problem. I mean, what's the surprise?
What's the surprise? Well, do you find yourself to be a lucky guy? You know, do you win things?
No. Well, yes and no. Sometimes okay. Yes, sometimes no.
Well, again, Simon, I am Nick Dipples, and on behalf of Greenville Restaurant Weekend, I'm calling with some good news. Over the last year, you've apparently dined at one of our participating Greenville Restaurant Weekend restaurants, and your name was randomly selected for our grand opening VIP experience. Congratulations.
Well, seriously? Really?
Seriously. Does Simon Says this is freaking awesome or what? Yeah, you get it?
Yeah.
Is your name
yeah,
Simon?
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Congratulations. So,
okay, thank you.
You've won an exquisite romantic dinner for two at Greenville's newest fine dining destination, Parlez-vous Gallet Restaurante. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Well, could you say that again? Where is it?
Parlez-vous Gallet Restaurante. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I've never heard of it. Is it downtown? Is it in Greenville?
Most people haven't. It doesn't officially open until 8-1.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Yeah. So Chef Clark Hendricks has invited only 25 couples. That equals just 50 people before opening night. So it's going to be wonderful.
Wow.
Yeah. The restaurant is located atop Bon Secours Wellness Arena.
I'm sorry. The restaurant is on top of the arena?
Yeah, that's correct.
You got a restaurant on the top of the arena?
There is now one. They put it in after the NCAA women left town. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I had no idea.
Yeah, very few people do. The elevator is hidden behind what appears, it really appears to be a janitor's closet. If you remember back in history, it's how Sting got up in the rafters on Nitro that time. Yeah.
No, you're kidding.
Well, I'm not at liberty
really,
to discuss
this
janitor.
Is
real. It's real. I'm not at liberty to discuss the janitor or the stinger. But it's like a speakeasy Club 33 Disney thing. It's really cool. So you're going to love it.
It sounds great. That's hilarious.
Chef Hendrix prefers mystery. Yeah, he loves it.
Apparently, yeah, right. I guess so.
All right, so I'm going to reserve your table. I'm glad because, you know what? People don't answer the phone anymore when it says a weird name like Oducity or whatever this said down yours. Would Friday, August the 7th work? That would be 8-7.
You know what? Yeah, I think that should be fine.
Okay, that'll work. Now, excellent. Any food allergies? Can you gobble on some nuts?
Yes, I can, and no allergies.
Okay,
I can gobble. Yeah, sure, I can gobble nuts.
Okay, is they got to change this script, dude? That's weird to say, is it not, Nick? Is window
is,
seating
is.
Okay? Window seating.
Absolutely.
All right,
yes.
Wonderful choice. The sunset overlooking downtown Greenville is unbelievable. I will warn you though, don't look toward the downtown post office. Will you be celebrating anything special?
It'll just be spending an evening together.
Okay, I like that. You know, at least you didn't bullcrap me and say, "Oh yeah, it's a birthday, it's a thing."
No.
So what we're gonna do?
Some special time. Yeah,
that's great, Simon. What we're gonna do is we're gonna prepare a personalized place card for you and your guest. I have you as Simon. That's S E M E.
No. Simon. S I M.
Okay.
O N.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
S-I-M-O-N, Simon.
Okay. I was spelling S-E-M. Okay.
No okay. E, just I.
Okay.
Yeah.
I tell you, Simon, what's crazy is your name in Jamaica means yes, sir. You get it? See, man? It's crazy. All right. Anyway, what's the first name of the lucky person joining you for this amazing romantic dinner? May I have
that?
It's going
to be my wife. It's going to be my wife, Allie.
Allie.
Okay. Yes, A-L-L-Y.
Allie, beautiful. I love her bank, by the way. Okay, yes, Mon. I have it now. Anything you want written beneath her name? You know, something, you know, sweet? Can't wait for dessert? You know, blah, blah.
No. How about something like, thanks for sticking with me. I love you. Something nice. Just short and sweet.
Very
and
nice. Yeah, okay. One more question. If Chef Clark Hendrix were to ask what makes Allie so special, what would you tell him?
Oh, wow. There's just so much.
He will infuse this into the food.
Well, I don't know how you get. She's my best friend. She's the funniest person I know. I'm stubborn, so that makes her stubborn, and our stubbornness works together with each other.
Simon, you know what's great? There's actually someone who's been listening to this.
Who's that?
Go ahead. Allie?
Hi. Simon, hi.
Hi. What, I don't know.
She's not at the restaurant here with me at Odyssey, if that's what you're
okay,
wondering.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on here.
Allie, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. Actually, guys, can I tell him?
That's what I want you to do.
Please.
Okay, Simon, you're on the radio right now. Actually, this is the Rise Guys on 93.3. Please don't be mad. Please do not be mad.
Oh, wow. We're on the radio right now.
Yeah.
Okay, I legitimately did not. Thank God I didn't swear.
Well, me too. Yeah. Is there any way, shape, form, or fashion we can come back and talk to y'all for a second? Please.
Please.
Yeah,
please. Please.
Please.
Yeah, sure.
Hold on. Okay. Wow. God, I am such a jerk.
Uh-huh. You SH?
Because, like, part of me is like, I want him to say a different thing.
I know.
Pardon me.
Okay. All right.
We all did. That's
we will
terrible.
Come back. We will like talk to the two of them.
Oh, hang on.
Simon and Allie. Oh, look at all the hearts. Aww. Y'all are a bunch of pussies. I wanted to hear the
right guy cool every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Bat Boy,
on how big she is now.
And Paige,
on making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm kind of kidding when I say it was nice to hear that. Yeah. I am kind of kidding. You know.
I don't want to break anybody up.
No.
I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, yeah. Now, they both have held on, which is also pretty awesome. And Simon, again, thank you for not cussing. Usually someone would have cussed by that point. It wouldn't have gotten through. So thank you.
He might have during the break.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Now, let's just so you know, she told us a lot about what was going on. And, you know, the letter came in the mail and all this stuff. But, you know, it sounded to me what you said there, you know, the things you wanted to say, like what you said you wanted to thank her for sticking by you and you love her and all this stuff. And, you know.
Yeah.
And you didn't know you were on the radio. You were saying that to a stranger. You were saying that to Nick Dipples from Greenville Restaurant Weekend.
So we believe you.
Yeah.
Yes. All of it is 100% true.
Yeah.
Well, then why didn't you tell me everything?
Because I thought if I ignored her, she'd go away. And then when she'd call, I wouldn't answer, and then she left a voicemail.
Yeah.
And then I deleted it because I didn't want it sitting on my phone. And then it was like, then she found me on Facebook. Hmm. And then I thought, if I accept her friend request, she'll see, oh, I'm married, and she'll leave me alone.
Right.
But then, she just kept contacting me, and I tried the end. I'm not a very confrontational person, as you know.
Right, I'm the same.
So I tried to end the conversation without an argument, and now that I'm saying it out loud and looking back, I know it's a very bad look. And I'm sorry. You are my life, and I handled this totally wrong.
I mean, thank you for saying that. It really, really hurt.
I know.
Allie's hiding in the bathroom on the phone right now, it sounds like.
No, I hope not. You know, yeah. And after you went to your sister's, I blocked her number. I blocked her on Facebook. She's gone. I don't want her. I want you. It's a million times over. Please come home.
Okay, babe.
All right. Hi.
Is that okay? Sorry.
Really? You're coming home?
Yeah, I miss you. I want to come home. I just needed to know that we were in a good place.
We are in a good place. Trust me, I love you. We're in a good place.
All right. That, God, I don't know if she's at work or what's happening right now, but like that's.
She's muffled.
Paige is crying right now, I think.
Puss.
Yeah. Simon, leave work right now. Go home to your bride. You really should. Leave.
You know what? I think I will.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's about enough mush, guy.
Yeah.
I was ready to hate this guy, too, but I believe
him. I know.
Boy may vomit.
Seriously, go home. Go home to this woman. She's going to meet you there. She's at the sister's house or whatever. Jobs are overrated anyway. Screw it. All right.
Hang on. That's terrible advice.
Yeah. Allie, you go home, okay? You get home.
Okay.
All right.
All right. You better get home before we get there.
Yes, exactly.
we'll warm them up for you.
Exactly. All right. Yo, good for real?
Yeah.
We're good.
Okay.
Right.
She sounds, I think.
Yeah, she's in the back.
Allie, like, are you in the, like, hiding from someone right now? Like, to be on the phone?
Am I hiding?
Yeah, because you get talking real quiet, like you're all muffled up somewhere.
No, I just feel emotional.
Oh, I'm sorry.
To see my husband.
I thought you were, like, hiding in the bathroom at Starbucks or something. All right.
No,
hey,
no.
I want to check in with y'all in like a week or so, okay? Make sure everything's good, all right?
Sounds good.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Excellent. All right. Thank y'all. Thank you more. All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Did you hear her say?
No one thought me.
Did you hear her say, ew, when I said, we'll go warm them up for you?
No, I did not.
She said, ew.
Like, she was clearly like in a closet somewhere talking on
the
phone.
She was.
Because before, she was all, you know. Hi.
Are you coming home?
Yes, I'm coming home. I love
And then he's like, yeah, I'll be there in like a flipping hour. Something.
Oh, oh man. Wow, look at that text. I've never been pulling against a couple so much. I hate both of them. Whoa.
That was too, man. I wanted to. I like when they end dirty.
I mean, kind of.
Where she's like, is that bitch over there? It's like, yeah, she's on my piece right now. What's up?
God bless.
It's the ones I like.
You know, yeah, they're going to think now, like, God, where we could put a restaurant on top of the well. Why not?
Why not?
We're going to put another damn concert hall out in the parking lot. We just going to have nowhere to park. That's the problem.
I guess.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.